to live in life than what I see. And you know, I'll find it in the quiet.
Poor Sharon. We're so glad that you turned us on. We are here to worship, and it is the best day of its kind. So,
it's about freezing.
When you look outside and you see no sun, there is still an S-O-N out there.
Never.
So, your mission for this morning is to put a smile on your face and let the sun, S-O-N, shine from you. And that'll lighten up our days, very much so. So, we are here to worship.
Yes. And we are here this Sunday, October 18th. At Our Savior Lutheran, Port Huron, Michigan. You can track us on the radio, WPHM, 1380 AM. For you newbies who like the internet, you can simulcast us live at 8:30 in the morning, digitally, not analog. And then on podcast, Monday and after for weeks, you'll be able to hear the broadcast and recommend it to your friends and family. So thank you for joining us on the Sunday before next week's Reformation Sunday, when you do gather with us next week. Radio broadcast this day, we have to thank for many years a community sponsor who's in the neighborhood, listens to us religiously, faithfully, and lovingly to the broadcast of this radio station, and makes many of those broadcasts possible by funding it for us. So thank you very much. The family chooses to be anonymous. And as much as we can, we try to honor that. So here we go.
Hymn is one of my favorites. I usually refer to it in my little introduction. But I chose not to today because I thought,
let the song
maybe
do it.
You'd understand why I like it so much. Okay, Hope.
The men's chorus sang it too in the worship life of this congregation. Ray Stevens was the original. This is the favorite. If you don't like it, it'll last 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
Father!
Right first, wrong pew.
Turn your lights down low and listen to the Master's radio. Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on. Come and listen in to the radio. Everybody is a radio receiver. All you have to do is listen for the call. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you're listening, you will be a believer, leaning on a truth that will never fall. Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on and listen to the music. Turn your radio on.
Here you go. Not only do we like to turn our radio on, but we're so thankful that we've had it for so, so many years.
The 84th year we are into broadcasting live.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us in all creation.
Amen. Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Faithful God,
have mercy on us.
We confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We turn from your loving embrace and go on our own ways. We pass judgment on one another before examining ourselves. We place our own needs before those of our neighbors. We keep your gift of salvation to ourselves. Make us humble. Cast away our transgressions and turn us again to life in you through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
For God hears the cries of all who call out in need, and through his death and his resurrection, Christ has made us his own. Hear the truth that God proclaims: your sins are forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ. So led by the Holy Spirit, live in freedom, newness to God's do God's work in this world which desperately needs it.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Our hymn of praise we have at this time, which is All Glory, Laud, and Honor, choral with organ and orchestra. So a more traditional flavor. Oh, glory, Lord. Hope will lead us in our prayer of the day.
Sovereign God, raise your throne in our hearts. Created by you, let us live in your image, created for you. Let us act for your glory. Redeemed by you, let us give you what is yours. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Amen. First lesson comes from Isaiah 45, selected verses. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have grasped to subdue nations before him and strip kings of their robes, to open doors before him, and the gates shall not be open. I will go before you and level the mountains. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and riches hidden in secret places, so that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who call you by your name. For the sake of my servant Jacob and Israel my chosen, I call you by your name. I surname you, though you do not know me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I arm you, though you do not know me, so that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is no one beside me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form light and create darkness. I make weal and create woe. I, the Lord, do all these things. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm comes from 96, selected verses, and the antiphon is, ascribe to the Lord honor and power. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Sing to the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Proclaim God's salvation from day to day.
Declare God's glory among the nations and God's wonders among all peoples.
For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, more to be feared than all gods. Ascribe to the Lord honor and power.
As for all the gods of the nations, they are but idols. But you, O Lord, have made the heavens.
Majesty and magnificence are in your presence. Power and splendor are in your sanctuary.
Ascribe to the Lord, you families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord honor and power.
Ascribe to the Lord the honor due to the holy name.
Bring offerings in the courts of the Lord.
Ascribe to the Lord honor and power.
Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before the Lord, all the earth.
Tell it out among the nations.
The Lord is king,
the one who has made the world so firm that it cannot be moved.
Will judge the peoples with equity.
Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea thunder and all that is in it. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein.
Then shall all the trees of the wood shout for joy at your coming. O Lord, for you come to judge the earth.
You will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with your truth. Ascribe to the Lord honor and power. Our second lesson comes from 1 Thessalonians. Paul and Silvanus and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you, and peace. We always give thanks to God for all of you and mention you in our prayers constantly, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness in hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters, beloved by God, that he has chosen you because our message of the gospel came to you not in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit, and with full conviction, just as you know what kind of persons we prove to be among you for your sake. And you became
imitators
of us and of the Lord. For in spite of persecution, you received the word with joy, inspired by the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers of Macedonia, Achaia, for the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you, not only in
Macedonia
and Achaia, but in every place your faith in God has become known, so that we have no need to speak about it. For the people of those regions report about us, what kind of welcome we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath that is coming. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The gospel lesson comes from Matthew 22. The Pharisees went and plotted to entrap Jesus in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth, and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax." And they brought him a denar. When he said to them, "Whose head is this, and whose title?" they answered, "The emperor's." Then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard this, they were amazed. They left him and went away. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ. Dear friends, in Christ Jesus, God's grace, God's mercy, God's peace be with you this day. Amen. In case you're wondering why I didn't read the gospel, my wife is sparing my voice so I can preach fire and brimstone, or just preach. So I'll just preach. Sinus tripping, terrible time of the year. Anyways, the first reading, Isaiah 45. I doubt if anybody remembers a pastor's sermon more than 1 week, let alone 2 weeks, let alone 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. But before the elections, of 2016. I gave a sermon on this text, which appeared in the lectionary, which was speaking about a foreign general, commander of forces, who would become emperor of a new kingdom of Persia. His name was Cyrus. He was not an honorable man. He didn't come in by election. He came by brutal force as he conquered the then dominant culture, which was Babylonian. And he didn't spare too many lives in his conquest. But here the Lord, speaking through his prophet Isaiah, does something that is unique in the scriptures. He refers to this Gentile, non-Jewish commander as God's servant, chosen by God, not by humans and not by his own stubborn ego. But God had a purpose for him to do certain things. You know Bible history, you know what he was going to do is make the great edict that freed the Jewish people to go back out of Babylon, conquered now by Persia, back to the Holy Land for those people who were captured or their descendants some 60 years prior. Go home, they can rebuild their temple. Religious freedom would be restored, and the full practice of the faith of Yahweh would be restored. If it wasn't for Cyrus, that would not have happened. How did Cyrus get there? Chosen by God. Because as the prophet says, I, the Lord your God, have chosen you, Cyrus, and you didn't know me one bit. But I knew you, and I knew you could get this done for my people. Well, as I said in the elections of 2016, regardless if it was Hillary or if it was Donald, whoever would be elected, God would be supreme king. God does not give up that title or position to any human. The Psalm of the Day shows the prominence of keeping God as the center of our lives, our being, our identity. In the Babylonian and Persian religion, they believed that one God was in charge of the light, one God was in charge of the darkness. But if you look at verse 7, the Lord God speaking through his prophet says, I, Yahweh, I form both light and I create the darkness. I make people wheel and groan. I create woe. I am the one that's doing these things. In case you're wondering who's running the universe, even if we don't know what sense it makes and how God's using it, rest assured the hidden hand of God, as Luther would say, is working behind the scenes. Isn't it interesting? After the candidate was elected in 2016, the next 4 years, he was being challenged as the illegitimate elected one. Guess they didn't read the Bible. Anyways, you come to the elections of 2020. I have no prediction. I don't even knew back in 2016. But I know whenever some candidate is elected and declared elected duly, legally, properly, that indeed, when we wake up the day after elections and even a week or two later, God is still in control. No matter what the slates and promises were by any candidate, they don't all tell the truth. You and I know it if you've watched elections for the last 65 years of your life. They make promises they can't possibly fulfill, exaggeration, hyperbole, and they don't do it. But understand, God is still moving this nation and all nations, even through disease and pandemics, to an ultimate conclusion of the parousia, New Testament word for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't stop God. Second reading, 1 Thessalonians. Cheryl did a wonderful job. It's the introductory portion. We read a portion last week. We're going to be hearing from Thessalonians for the next several weeks. This is where Paul, with his partners in ministry, I hope you know he was never alone, Silvanus, Timothy. As I said to my Wednesday morning Bible study, if you want to read more about them, go to the book of Acts. You'll see how they joined the team of Saul of Tarsus, converted to Paul, minister for the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's writing to the church at Thessalonica. I would point out to you that on your map of the world, of the ancient world, Thessalonica is in the country of Turkey, not the Holy Land, Turkey. He's up in Europe. Oh, Paul, you sure go well on foot. If he had a Fitbit, I think he would have burned up the motor. Thessalonians, he preaches to them. He says, I hear good reports. Other churches, other believers are telling me, you are showing the faith. You're reflecting the faith that we taught you, the three of us, and the faith that we have learned from the Lord Jesus Christ. You're true to form. And more than that, other people are coming to believe in Christ because of your witness and testimony. Just pause, if you would. How many people in your life do you think can say you made a positive witness of word and life that led them to Jesus Christ? I'll wait a minute. Is the list short? Is the list long? Were those words, the comfort, the compassion, the presence, the being, made a difference that they could see Christ in you? Because that's what we are to be, Christ to our brothers and sisters. Paul goes on to say, even in spite of your persecution, you received the word of joy of the gospel because it was inspired by the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we think the words we use in the scripture, the proclamation of the word, or the teaching of the word, are the words of people only. Sure, we are human who deliver it. We're the earthen vessel Paul speaks of in the book of Corinthians. We carry this holy treasure within us. But it's not us we're bearing witness to. What we speak to in the words of the scripture, in the words of our lives, in our testimonies we display to other people is inspired by the Holy Spirit. Whenever you bump into somebody and you speak to them about God, faith, not preaching, compassion, listening, caring, you are inspired by the Holy Spirit. And even though they suffered for their message, and a lot of people are suffering for speaking the truth in love, but the world doesn't want to hear it, right? Jesus said that in John 3, 16 and 17. For the world has chosen darkness so that the light would not be seen. They tried to squelch the light by crucifixion, and God brought the light back to existence. But you can't hide evil. God reveals. The light has come, and the light's going to come even more brilliant at his coming. So even though we may suffer in the present order, not for things we deserve, but for things about faith that we faithfully bear witness to, do it with joy. Do it with joy, because you're inspired by the Holy Spirit. He also goes on to say, you've turned from other gods, from your idols, to serve what you have come to know as a living and true God. And you wait for his son from heaven, who was raised from the dead. Hope you know that as we have gone through metamorphosis in our spiritual lives, come to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, come through recoveries, come through brokenness, come through healing, come to discover from chaos to calm that God is the orderly one, not the chaotic one that is operative in this world, the God of this world. rather, we serve a living God, a true God, and we wait for his Son from heaven, as the Apostle Paul says, the parousia, the coming of the one. The gospel lesson, which Cheryl did so magnificently, from Matthew 22, obligations. Now there are some civil disobedience who don't believe that human law has supreme or power over them. They would love to pose themselves as the dictators of what's true and what's false, whether it's media or movements. Those who are self-proclaimed egotists, self-proclaimed leaders, but walk around blind, leading others in their blindness. The recognition that there is just one. And even Caesar, when Jesus asked them to take out the coin, what's our obligation? Now, interesting, it's in the temple. In a temple, there are to be no idols. They bring out a coin that has an image, Allah, idol of Caesar, and they happen to have that coin on their body in the temple. So who's on that? Caesar. Then give it back to Caesar. You have civil obligation. But don't forget your obligation to God, which supersedes Caesar. Take you in the book of Acts. I like to flow through the scriptures so you know I am well versed. In the book of Acts, when the disciples are told to shut up and don't tell any more preaching about Jesus raised from the dead, their response is, "We much preach Christ of any orders you give us. Christ is our supreme authority. His command calls us to follow him." So consequently, in this life, Martin Luther in the time of the Reformation over 500 years ago, give you contemporary church history, Luther wrote a treatise about the obligations of two kingdoms. You and I are born into this world of flesh, not by choice, not by chance, but somehow and mysteriously by the will of God. We don't understand that. Where we were placed, what country, what circumstances, wherever we were. But understand, when we set foot on this earth as infant or as adult, we began to become a citizen of this world. That means governments. Necessary, contrary to what others preach about anarchy. This is not godly. Godliness is orderliness. Do all things decently and in order. Good Presbyterian phrase from my Presbyterian days of being a minister with them. Doing things decently in order. That's the way God operates. That's the way humans are to operate. Authorities. Paul also prays, Romans 13, that we begin to pray for our earthly leaders, even Caesar in Rome who kills Christians. Pray for your leaders. Pray for your president. Pray for your Congress. Even the ones you disagree with, pray for them. Not to change them. Here's the challenge. Pray that all of us, not some of us, all of us, listen to God. Discern the word of God by the Holy Spirit, not by human spirit. There's a big difference. One's at war with the other. And seek God's word and understanding. We also have an obligation then to serve God, Luther says. That's the ecclesiology of the church. And for Luther, that was kind of hard to swallow because he left the Roman Catholic Church. He was excommunicated. But he understood in his ecumenicity, he was the first ecumenical minister of the gospel, contrary to some of the TV preachers and some of the ones in pulpits. He says, who are the body of Christ? Who are the Christians? All those who proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He didn't say all those who subscribe to the small called articles, Luther's large and small catechism, all those kind of documents that Lutherans have or Episcopalians have or Roman Catholics have. All those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, died for our sins. That's why it's the essence of our creeds, truly confessional statements. Two obligations we have to God. Every day you have life and breath, you are to serve the Lord your God. Johann Sebastian Bach knew at the end of all his beautiful musical and cantatas. See, he had to produce music as a choir director for his church every week. Those beautiful selections we historically can listen to. And he always signed all those pieces to the glory of God. When you take care of somebody, you talk to somebody, let it be to the glory of God, not to anger, not to disdain, not to bitterness, to the glory of God. And see if that doesn't change your attitude. And change them as they see your attitude changing. And likewise, fulfill your responsibilities in voting for the next election coming up and all future elections to choose the leadership in the direction of our country as best as the average citizen can do. That's our obligation. So, title for the last lesson, Separate and Discern. The temporal things in your life from the eternal claim on your life from God. Caesar, God. Then serve them in proportion, God getting the greater portion. Subtitle under that is, warning, don't play games with God. Warning, do not advance any further, no games. Our God of ours is a wonderful God, the psalm of the day. Praises God above all other names. There are no other gods. Contrary to what you hear and learn in your religion classes and history classes, only one has brought back from the dead, the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now reigns sitting on the head of the Father to his right hand side. May that God be the center of your worship every day of your life. Amen. Now may the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us. Remain with us always. Amen. Hymn of the day. I pledge allegiance, but it's a different variety version by the Gaithers from God Bless the USA CD. It's 4 minutes, 29 seconds.
Children form a parade with a flag bearer leading the way. Farmers and teachers, the old and the young, lift together their voices to say, I pledge my allegiance to the grand old flag and the promise of hope from sea to sea. Under God, one nation, undivided, we will stand, lift the banner of
the final kickoff for the NFL, and the stadium is packed with screaming fans. All the banners are flying, the color guards advance like a wave. silence moves through the stands. I pledge my allegiance to the grand old flag and the promise of hope from sea to sea. Under God,
no homes, where the powerless are yearning to breathe free. May we fight for justice till there's justice.
We will clean the heads of the CD player again. So affirming our faith in the confessional faith of the church, the apostles, and the church throughout time, we affirm, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord. Who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried.
This is especially designed.
He descended to the dead, and on the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and he is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints,
the forgiveness of sins,
complete,
and the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We have cleaned the heads and finishing. Pope will lead us in the prayers. She can do multiple tasking. She's great.
With confidence in God's grace and mercy, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. Gracious God, you call us by name and invite us to share your good news. Send your Holy Spirit among teachers, missionaries, and evangelists. We give thanks for the witness of your servant Luke, the evangelist, whom the church commemorates today. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of praise, the heavens and all creation declare your salvation from the rising of the sun to its setting.
May the whole universe go forth your day, light up the glory
of all that you have made. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of all, may your word of justice sound forth in every place. Restore divided nations in communities with reconciling truth. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of light, we pray for those living with pain, illness, isolation, grief, anger, or doubt. Join their voices in a new song, assuring them that you call them by name, Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of peace, you show no partiality. May your spirit guide the work of justices, magistrates, court officials, and all vocations of the law, that your promise of restoration may be known. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, we lift up in prayer members of our community, for Donna, for Joe, for Tracy, for Don, for Rocco, for B.W. Rock, for Sandy and Sally, for Matt, for Barb, for Jean, for Elvira, for Marianne, Catherine,
Marie Shinosky, Don Chittister, and all we name in our hearts before you, Lord. We also pray for the mental, emotional health of all people and all the nations of this world during the past 8 months of stress and unfamiliar situations that they face daily and nightly with their life and for their family, Lord. For those who are facing financial issues, school issues, still seeking employment, with victims of fires, hurricanes, floods. For those seeing no hope, dealing with their addiction and contemplation of suicide, for confusion, for guidance in governmental processes and upcoming elections, and especially for the selection of a new Supreme Justice. God, guide us and humble us by your leadership, not our leadership, in the affairs of our people. And hope if you'll continue for us.
Living God, you raised Jesus from the dead. So raise up those who have died in you. We give thanks for their witness, confident of your rescuing welcome for all. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer. So listen, as we call on you, O Lord, O God, and enfold in your loving arms all for whom we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
At this time in the liturgical proceedings, we offer a return after hearing the word read, proclaimed, and explained. Now we offer ourselves to God as well. So, symbol of that is our offerings. We encourage you to be faithful weekly in your offerings and tithes to serving the church beyond us. Please understand, your checks are not coming to us, they're coming through us to missions and ministries around this earth, through refugee resettlement, through traumas, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, famines, all kinds of situations, both domestic and international, Lord. These gifts are funneled through our Savior, so you're not writing out 1,000 checks. You do one to us, we pass it through us to all the other channels. Please never see it as short-ended to poor Huron, our Savior. It goes through us to the world. That in mind, some announcements to bring to your attention. The radio sponsorship next week. As we said, this week's broadcast is sponsored by our longtime sponsor. We never take for granted, but always grateful for their faithful support for this radio ministry. Next week, Cheryl and I will do it for the Reformation Sunday. More traditional music, too, as you might imagine, with Reformation. November 1st is going to be, for two reasons, for Jane and Jim Borntraker, still awaiting the birth of the new grandchild, but have already arisen to their 35th wedding anniversary. November 8th is Dale and Tony George. November 15th is Robin Abbott. November 22nd is our community sponsor of today. The 29th will be Sandy Smith and Clyde and Phyllis Akers. Next opening is December 6th. One after that will be Christmas Eve and December 27th. So if we don't do a radio broadcast for them, we'll do it whenever we can in conjunction with our preaching schedule, okay? We will try to get on Christmas Eve as we have for all the other years, but it's based upon their schedule to receive us. Also remember, on Tuesday night, we've sent out notices, we've highlighted it, we announced it at Church Council. The nominating committee meets at 7 o'clock here at the church basement. Come a little bit early because we meet at 7 o'clock down in the basement. Face mask, protocols, 6 feet distance. And we gather to do the business of nominations for the ballot that you saw in your e-letter this last week. So pull it out, dust it off, resurrect it, print it off, so you know what we're looking for nominations. And if you're not on the committee, but you're willing to be nominated, please speak to one of the committee members. They're listed there on the list of nominating committee at the bottom of the sheet. Talk to them and give your support that you'll let your name be nominated for a particular position. Okay, so don't wait, don't hesitate and say, nobody asked me. I just asked you. You're asked. Okay, so we continue at this point. Hope with the offering hymn, please. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and then the beautiful hymn in his time. Only 3 minutes, 40 seconds.
Seek ye first the kingdom.
We'll tune that one off. So the offering prayers? Just a minute. Oh, sure. We're not doing that yet. She'll jump in the cup. Hope, the offering prayer.
Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. You have set before us these gifts of your good creation. Prepare us for your heavenly banquet. Nourish us with this rich food and drink, and send us forth to set tables in the midst of a suffering world through the bread of life, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. Mother and God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you, lead you in the way of truth and life. Amen. Now comes the long-awaited song, In Christ Alone. We're going to a backup system. I keep an extra player inside the building. This is the first time we've had to draw it in 10 weeks. It's number 13. Cheryl's working this system. There we go. She's using her personal microphone, so it's not in-house speakers. Coming in through her. Oh, give her a boost.
In Christ alone,
oh, boost it up.
My hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love on depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving ceases, my comforter, my all in all. Here in the love of Christ I stand, in Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God and helpless babe. This gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save, till on that cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world in darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on thee,